Welcome back to the Boss Hijabipreneur podcast. This is episode 73 on creating multiple streams of income. So multiple streams of income, is this a want versus a necessity versus a need? I say with a recession looming or imminent, depending on who you listen to, coupled together with our own personal goals, my take is multiple streams of income are a necessity. At any point, your job, your business, your secure financial situation can be taken from you. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. And as we like to say around here, tie your camel and then put your trust in Allah. Having this mindset and multiple streams of income decreases your risk of losing it all. Losing it all in many areas of our lives. You can lose your faith and it cause a ripple effect. You can lose your job and it cause a loss of faith and it creates this other ripple effect. There are so many ways that we can, you know, dice this onion, right? What determines whether having multiple streams of income is a want or a necessity lies in what your goals are. And that's why it's most important to define what your goals are. Ask yourself, sis, what are your goals? What are the things that you are looking to achieve? You know, we talked about this in the Boss Hijabi Society a couple of weeks back. We talked about, you know, mapping things out. We talked about pricing things. How much does the building cost? How much do the supplies cost? How much do the things that you need to achieve your goals, how much do they cost? That will then determine, do you need multiple streams of income to bring it to fruition? Will you be, you know, scrounging for pennies? Will you be scrounging for, you know, nickels and dimes and dollars and looking for money where you don't have it and taking from your savings account to be able to bring this thing to fruition, to be able to start this business? If that's the case, you've got to rethink this plan. I'm not saying that running a business, I'm not saying that starting something that you've never done before is not going to have its hardships and its difficulties, but you should create an opportunity. You should create an opportunity for it to be a little bit easier. You should create a strategy that would make it a lot easier. And think of your business as playing chess versus playing checkers. Checkers is a very quick game. It's not really that methodical. You have, you know, a little bit of a strategy to it, but not really. Whereas with chess, there's a strategy. You're not only moving the one piece on the board, you're moving and thinking about multiple pieces on the board, and you're thinking about what are the next 4, 5, maybe even 10 moves of the person. If I move this here, what's 10 moves ahead? And that's the way that you have to think about your business. And that's the way you have to think about your strategy. That's the way you have to think of your income. Creating multiple streams of income is a strategy to get you from point A to point Z, to allow you to be able to bring to fruition all of your goals and dreams. So think of multiple streams of income as another strategy that you can use in your business. So ask yourself this, do you want to achieve financial independence? And what does that provide you and or the people around you? Your actions should be done with intention, and it should be done with a futuristic intention, right? So I am starting this here, but it's with this particular thing in mind. This thing further down the line, we talk about the 1-year plan, 3-year plan, 5-year plan, 10-year plan. We talk about that in the future so that today you can act with intention. Do you want greater stability and safety? What do you need to do to get there? Multiple streams of income produce more income, and with the income comes more opportunities to serve if that's your jam. For me personally, that's my jam. I want to create a sense of freedom, a sense of time freedom, worship my spirituality. I want to be free to worship. I want to be free to travel if I would like to visit mosques around the world, to visit different places and to be of benefit and to support to all of those places, bringing the light, bringing the sunshine, you know, bringing my expertise into spaces and allowing them to front face a person that can help them with their strategy to be able to get the things done that they want to get done in their particular business. My personal fave is you can live your dream life from the comfort of your home, right? You know, it is my personal fave that I am here for my children, that, you know, and I've been doing that for decades. When I ran my cleaning business, literally, I told this story the other day. When I ran my cleaning business, I dropped my kids off at school in the morning, and then I was there to pick them up. They had no clue how mommy spent, you know, those 6-7 hours that they were in school. They had no idea how mommy spent that time. All they knew was that I was there to drop them off, give them a hug and a kiss and some encouragement as they went into school, and I was there to pick them up and to listen to their stories and listen to how their day went, to have their snack and, you know, make their dinner when they got home from school. And that to me was very important. I really enjoyed that time because I was able to pursue my passion. I was able to pursue my passion at the time of entrepreneurship, and I was able to pour into them and to be there for them. So what are the sacrifices that you're willing to make to bring these dreams to fruition? Are you okay with less sleep? Are you okay with the hard work? Are you okay with the sacrifices? Are you okay with maybe I can't spend the time with fulan or fulana, you know, to be able to go here, but you know, 3 months from now, I'll be able to do that. Are you okay with that? That may be the sacrifices that you make in the beginning. You may have to sacrifice looking foolish in the beginning. When you're just starting out, think about when you first learn how to ride a bike, you first learn how to swim, you first learn how to do anything. You don't know what you're doing. You're just trying to stay on the bike. You're just trying to, you know, stay above water. You're just trying not to drown, you know, in the beginning. But as you go, as you start to pedal, as you lose the training wheels, as you, you know, free flow into the water, you start to get a strategy to it. See how we move that back? We can take everyday things and we can make them practical for our everyday life, and we can also make them practical for our businesses too. So you may look foolish in the beginning, but be willing to look foolish in the beginning so that you can achieve that end goal, because that end goal is far greater and far more necessary than you looking foolish and the sacrifice of looking foolish in the beginning. And so I leave you off with this particular ayah, and it's from Surah Kahf, verse 23. And never say of anything, indeed, I will do that tomorrow. Verse 24, except when adding, if Allah wills. And remember your Lord when you forget it, and say, perhaps my Lord will guide me to what is nearer than this to right conduct. And this ayah, these two ayah are particularly important for two reasons. It speaks to, you know, when we want to do a thing, we say, inshallah, we say, God willing. But when we are asking our creator and we want him to bring something forth for us, we shouldn't be saying, inshallah, we should be saying, ameen. We talked about this. We talked about the power of dua. We talked about the power of dua when we speak it, when we think it, and also the power of dua when we act upon it. And when we want Allah to do something for us, when we want God to do something for us, we have to walk and talk and move as if he is already working on bringing that thing to fruition for us. And that changes the way we go after things. That changes the way the risk that we are willing to take. It gives us the confidence to take more risk. And with risk comes more gain. Also, you know, we could have the adverse effect and, you know, things not necessarily go our way. But I would rather risk, and I'm sure many of you out there would rather risk going for it and reaching for a thing and coming back with your hand empty versus never reaching for that thing. And another thing that I want to add on to you, that when you raise your hand in dua, Allah is shy to bring your hands back empty. And so you have more of a probability and a possibility of achieving a goal when you make dua for it, and then you follow up that dua with action, than if you didn't make dua at all and you just shrugged your shoulders and said, you know what, that's not possible for me. Who said that it's not possible for you? And so I want to leave you with this. That first part of the ayah is, yes, say inshallah when you are saying I'm going to do a thing, but say ameen when you are asking the creator to facilitate your every need and to facilitate that thing for you. Just say ameen. And then the second part of it is, perhaps my Lord will guide me to what is nearer than this to right conduct. That is about always making sure, to me, when I read this, that is about always making sure that we're keeping God, Allah, at the center and focus of every single thing that we do. And that is a great way to keep the ego in check. And when we keep our ego in check, we are in alignment with the divine. We are in alignment with the way that Allah, God, created us. You know, we're in alignment with that fitra, our natural inclination. Our natural inclination is to do good. Our natural inclination is to worship Allah alone. Our natural inclination is to, you know, put the ego down and to pick up humility and to pick up, you know, that piety, right? And we can still have that humility and that piety while we're going about achievement. And that's a great thought. That's a great way to think as we are going about this dunya thing of achieving multiple streams of income. And a question that I asked the Boss Hijabi Society group is I asked them, you know, what's your number? What's that number that, you know, would maybe take you into another space that's not necessarily in alignment with Allah? Knowing that number, and then knowing why it is that you want to achieve that number, why it is that you want to achieve that number, and write that down and constantly looking at that and focusing on that. The benefit of doing that is that keeps you in alignment, that keeps you focused. It keeps you God-centered versus ego and self, and you know, in you know, just the ego of self and self-centered. It keeps you from being self-centered. So I pray that this episode was a benefit. Let me know in the comments if you like these shorter episodes, and what else would you like to see from the Boss Hijabi Society, from the Boss Hijabipreneur podcast? Let me know what else you would like to see. This particular episode was sponsored by the Boss Hijabi Society and its growing community of women. We have a community that is online, and we also have in-person events at www.bosshijabisociety.com. Right now, we are in open enrollment from August 1st through the 15th. So depending on when you hear this open enrollment, it may be open or it may be closed. But I pray that it's open, and I pray that you take an advantage of it. You can join as a monthly member for just $9.99 a month, or you can join as an annual member for $99 a year. And the benefit of that is that we are meeting 6 times a month. It's a community of women who are entrepreneurs, and we are not only focused on faith, but we're focused on entrepreneurship and how we can use our platforms to be able to propel our faith, you know, forward, to be able to propel our personal agendas forward, and for us to be able to achieve our goals. So I pray that this episode was a benefit. Please join me next time for episode 74. I'll see you all soon. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.